Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. That time is 5:59.
Ooh.
That weather is a high of 83, currently 58, clear skies at Longview Lake.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling a day away from the 18th and Vine Arts Festival?
Ooh, feeling a little artsy, Okay, okay. Shout out to Quez one time. This morning we got, man, my man Matthew Montgomery, the turkey leg man in KC. He out here making big moves, D.
Yeah, and also it's National Daughters Day, so definitely hit that shout out line around 6:50. But TMG goes down into 23s. We got to talk about Judge Joe Brown and why he has beef, or at least had beef, with Tina Turner.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, it's Throwback Thursday. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. What you know about this Jacquees, the king of R&B,
you
huh?
You know it?
Throwback Thursday, Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
Give you this good feeling. You give me this old feeling, babe. Give me this old feeling. Making me be committed. You see me, this ain't easy, baby. Last night was good intentions. Nothing like my last ex, no. You know that people are stressing.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
This world and the people in it are not perfect and will never be. Your challenge is to live a good and fulfilling life in situations that are less than ideal. That demands thoughtfulness, creativity, awareness, and effort on your part. It is not easy, yet the good results you can obtain are worth the commitment you must make. Systems break down, people disappoint you, catastrophes can arise out of nowhere to ruin your plans. Even so, go ahead and make those good plans and follow through on them to the fullest extent that you can. If you wait for things to be perfect, all you'll ever do is wait. Though, it's fine to maintain high standards. Don't let them chase away the good, realistic possibilities. Amidst all the imperfection, frustration, and turmoil, many great things can be done. In a world that seems to actively oppose fulfillment, plenty of fulfillment can and does occur. Step up to the challenges, because you'll create great value by working through them. Opportunity may not be pretty and perfect, but it is real, with real rewards for your diligent efforts. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 84, currently 58 at Operation Breakthrough. Now, would you split rent with your partner if they made, let's say, they had a $200 million athletic contract? Well, NBA star Michael Porter Jr. sits with a blogger and expresses why he split rent with his ex-girlfriend.
I know you're not worth $200 million and was splitting rent with your ex-girlfriend.
You talking about that I should pay for the whole thing?
Absolutely.
And she came across one, but it was way out of her price range. It was like double what she could afford. So I was like, you know, this is really nice. I want you to be able to stay here. I want to be able to pull up and stay here. What can you afford? And I'll split it. I'll pay the rest. So
mind the business that pays you.
It's different circumstances for different people. To me, I don't know. I'm in a different phase in my life. I've never even been in that predicament where I'm about to split rent with anybody, because I never wanted to shack, never believed in it, never did it. Naomi and I, we didn't shack up. When I proposed to her,
that's when y'all started to live together.
So I can't even identify with that conversation. don't even want to.
Yeah, it's so many layers to that. But if you are making that type of money, I mean, I don't know. My only thing is, it sounds like an ego trip for you to feel like you are making that person pay a certain way. That's why I feel like it's not even about the money. It's just about you feeling like how 50 Cent feels. As soon as a woman, I think, even was like, hey, could you give me maybe $1,000? He was like, I'm out of there. And I understand at the same time, I'm like, do what makes you happy.
Yeah, and then, oh, man, the whole splitting rent thing. I want to say this, too, with the whole shacking up thing. I don't know if that's wise in this day and age now.
What?
I think you kind of got to know somebody a little bit more to live with them and make a super commitment like that. So
yeah, I understand.
Be wise with that.
Definitely. Man. Be wise, please. And be wise, too, when you walking into Burlington. Now, there's a Burlington Coat Factory that's going viral. Not too clear of what location it is. I believe it is not in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas. But it looks like they're rolling out new security measures where in order to actually walk in the store, you have to take a picture. Like, it's a big, yeah, it's like a super big iPad type of thing, and it takes a picture of you. So I'm assuming the boosters have just been having a field day in Burlington, getting ready for the winter, and they're like, nope, you got to take a picture first.
I'll say this, though. If you, shout out to everybody familiar with that. No, if you're up to date on the technology that they have in airports, in, like different public places, they have cameras now where they can just identify your face if your face is on the camera, and they can know like exactly who you are.
Oh, that's no surprise. Yeah. But I haven't seen that yet. But like, that is crazy.
You about to start to normalize that type of stuff.
No more five finger discounts. You better watch your back. Go in there with that money. Yeah. That you save on on splitting rent with your partner.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So, D, what's been in rotation in Kansas City? We've been talking about it all week long with the T-Mobile Center staff allegedly being assaulted at an NBA YoungBoy concert. Well, he finally had a chance to speak out. And here's what his experience was.
I think that people should be able to go to T-Mobile or any other venue in the city, purchase a ticket, and enjoy their show. And it should not be interrupted by people who misbehave. I mean, it is serious that I went down and had blows to my head. Just getting him off me. Because he was so enraged, you know, so we were just... We were, in essence, trying to protect the fans.
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to, man. Trying to protect each other and everything. And I just hope that young man is looking back and reflecting on this and just realizing that it was a mistake. And maybe there's an apology going down or some sort of agreement to where this can be a learning lesson for not only him, but everybody else in this situation.
Very unfortunate situation, especially now that it has gone completely viral everywhere. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm happy this man sounds like he's at least in recovery of it.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and shine. Shout out. Like, when I tell you it's going crazy right now, like, the list is, it's deep. It's a long list of cousins that have been shouting out their family members, their loved ones, especially because today is National Daughters Day. So we got a little bit of that, too. So, B, you want to set it off real quick?
Okay. Happy birthday to Kwani Wotruba.
Woo-woo.
Happy birthday. Have a great day at school, Ramon Mason. All right. Who else we got? Shout out to my daughter, Sincere, and Skylia. Skylia, oh, I like that name right there.
Yeah, that's fire.
Tamika Washington, what's good? Good morning, Hustle and Shine. We'd like to shout out my daughters, Tiffany Stapleton and Mia Moore. Have a great day.
Love that. Yeah, shout out to the cousins who we introduced. Also on our list, shout out to,
I like that.
So also we got Baby Charity. We got Charlie. We got four daughters. Woo. Okay, I know that's right. I know your bills was high. We got Shiley.
Shout out to your house.
Renaya, Miracle, Milani. Also, we got some more daughters in the rotation. Janaya and Blessing. That was sent over from Mama Kiera. We got a laundry list. Cousins, Valea, Amelon.
Uh-oh.
You know, look, we doing our best right now. We doing our best, cousin. Please, don't charge it to my heart. Also, on National Daughters Day, Makaya, a.k.a. Fat Fat, Kamaya, a.k.a. Boo, Harmony,
I love the nicknames.
Myla, a.k.a. Big Baby, that was sent over from your pops, your dad, Variah Freeman, number one Ace, Mama Said Loves You,
Lord have
my
mercy.
Ladybug, NDJ, and Jax. I'm loving these shout-outs. Shout-out to my baby, Mackenzie. Shout-out to your pops, he said he loves you. Happy birthday to Lucy. That was sent over from your little sister, Denisha Jones. Hey, Jones, sister, what's up, cousin? Since it is National Daughters Day, we got even more. Kiana, Kimora, also Kaisha, Anastasia. Shout out to one of our cousins said, shout out to my beautiful one and only daughter, Amira. I know that's right. You know, I'm my only kid, too, so I felt that. And then, as we wrap up this list, shout out to Cora. She's shouting out her daughter, Island Davis. Love that name. That's fire. Okay. Daughter Haley. Look, we might have to continue some of these into the next hour.
Yeah.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
726, high of 81, currently 56, down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. NFL star Jaden Daniels, his mom speaks on working with her son and also being his mom.
He's a kid, and I don't know why we stop parenting kids at a certain age, but that's for a later show. the thing is he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and he knows football, because that's what he's been doing. But he doesn't know the business world, and he doesn't know the predators or the vultures that could be out there. And so he feels very comfortable in knowing that not only am I educated, I'm also a certified agent, but I'm also his business manager.
Shout out to her. I think it's always a little bit of both that people get flack for. You get Travis Hunter and people are like, where's his parents at? And then you get Jaden Daniels' mom, who's actually still working with him, who clearly he has approved to still work with her. And you get people online that's like, oh my God, this is mama. She's everywhere.
She sounds exhausting.
You know, if my mom could be my momager, I would love for that to happen. But she's not able to do that right now. But I'm just saying, like, Ashanti's done it. A lot of people do it. But I think there's a line that you have to let your kids grow. But it's a lot of kids that ain't getting parenting at all. So
yeah, I'm just way too independent for all that.
Yeah. Well, switching gears, Mariah Carey. She sat down with Gayle King and she was asked about co-parenting with Nick Cannon. And her answer was a little bit interesting.
I kind of feel like it's best if I don't talk about him because he can just be in his own world.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to him.
No offense to him.
And some Libras.
Nick Cannon has done a lot for a lot of people. I've heard some great stories about how he's really contributed to people's career. But is he embarrassing Mariah with all his antics?
You're not my dad!
A good question to ask.
Test two, baby.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to everybody in the town, especially the Kansas City Defender page, because they started a whole nother conversation stemmed around NBA Youngboy receiving this proclamation. Now, the thing about this proclamation he received, everybody in Kansas City seems to think he got the key to the city. Mm. So everybody's been making jokes about who should have the key. Somehow, some way, on this Kansas City Defender post, shout out to y'all, but I made the list. I don't know how in the world I made the list, but... let me just read this off to you. It said, who really should have got the key to the city? It says, Rich the Factor, Deanna Hustle, Sleazy World, Go, Tech N9ne, Glenn Hood Dude, Ooh Wee, JR Hood Star, Melissa Robinson,
Slide,
and Will Slap. That is on the full list. That's the full list.
Well,
but Shout out to the Kansas City Defender starting healthy conversations online. Hello. What I saw from all of this is a lot of healthy conversations. People just having fun with it. It's just a laughable at this point. But instead of worrying about the key to the city, we trying to tell you right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, you can get that Hustle Hard Shine Bright Spotlight.
You sure can. That's at KPRS.com too.
But get that.
I'm just saying, I got two proclamations. Hustle and Shine, we got one. You know what I'm saying? November 27th. It's coming up soon.
It is creeping up. It is creeping up.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody that has done something positive and impactful in Kansas City. Let's start there.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, One West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
You know, we always love to highlight the best in Kansas City, D. It's no different this morning. Showing love to one of our cousins that done got highlighted by the New York Times. My man Matthew, the turkey leg man Montgomery in the building, up hustling and shining. Yes, sir.
What's up, KC?
Man, look, bro, you've been grinding for a long time. I've had 3 or 4 of your turkey legs.
Right.
Lord, look, tender to the bone, D.
I seen the videos.
Oh, God, it's so delicious. Tell us about how the New York Times popped up on you and found out about your spot.
So, basically, I got a phone call, and, you know, they said that we were going to be notarized, nominated for top 50 restaurants in the U.S. And he said it's from the New York Times. And I was kind of halfway asleep. I think it was early in the morning. I'm like,
you like, what? Nah, this is a scam. Times?
Yeah, so I'm like, man, bye, click. So my phone rang again. He's like, hey, turkey leg man, this is, he said his name again. He's like, this is with the New York Times. This is a real deal. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, you know, this is it. Click, I hung up on him again. He tried back again. He's like, hey, look, man, this is serious. This is the New York Times. I said, well, hey, man, just come on out, do the photo shoot, whatever. I didn't write down the date. I didn't tell my crew. I didn't tell my daughter.
So you wasn't really taking it seriously.
No, I wasn't. Mm. And a few weeks later, I'm at Restaurant Depot, and my daughter's like, calls me, he's like, Daddy, Daddy, New York Times is in the lobby setting up tripods. Why you didn't tell me they was coming to do a photo shoot? And I was like, oh, my goodness. I dropped everything, just got run into a restaurant.
Yeah, the thing is that you mentioned is just what's for you would be for you. Because it don't matter how many times you clicked off that phone, he still continued to call back because that was already yours. So congratulations to you and all the success.
Clock it, D. Talking about some clock okay, D. I see you over there preaching, okay.
I'm just saying the facts. But you being on that New York Times list of 50 best restaurants in America, just how after that, how has that moment felt? And how them customers coming through them doors?
They coming through, man. It's surreal. Shout out to the city. Shout out to all the people that was rocking with me before the New York Times. I have a crazy following, little culture that we pull up anywhere. They there. I don't want to get to saying names because there's so many of them. Yeah. But shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. But yeah, since the New York Times post, man.
Business been booming, baby.
Booming.
Wanda been going crazy this year. Is it just me?
Yeah.
Or is it just like, is it just me feeling
it's
like
all
that?
The time, baby. Yeah, home of Maurice Green.
They going crazy.
Nah, man. It's again, so much talent here, and I'm just glad that other people from other cities and other states, especially New York Times, one of the more one of the more major publications in Kansas City. Now, you done brought us a little sample up in here.
I brought you a sample, so, some legs, some ribs.
You know, I knew you was on your way. First off, I just want to say, last year we did the J.E. Dunn Juneteenth event.
Yeah, shout out to J.E. Dunn.
Everybody was talking about, did y'all taste the turkey? Oh, man. But it's always been like that with the turkey leg, man. In the building up, hustling and shining, is we got my man Matthew Montgomery. You might know him as the turkey leg man here in Kansas City. As you've been highlighted as one of the best 50 restaurants in America by the New York Times. It's such a big accomplishment, especially coming from the town. We got so many gems and jewels here. But in order for people to have discovered you, you had to keep going, man. And I always like to hear stories of perseverance or times of when you might have been at your lowest and you might have been against the wall to quit this whole dream. Right. Where did you ever face a point in your time like that?
Well, yeah, several different times. You know, we was on the brink. I wouldn't say quitting, but, you know, just questioning, like, is this really it? You know what I'm saying? Spending my last.
What kept you going?
just my faith and you know, just my perseverance and instilled in me, man. Just that Kansas City spirit, man. You know, me from here.
Yes, sir.
You just got to keep going, man. So this is my message to everybody to hear me, man. No matter what it is, don't give up, man. You never know. You never know when your breakthrough is coming. Like, that's real talk. And a lot of people hearing me, y'all know me personally, so y'all know, y'all seen me. Y'all been watching me just like Shine has said, man. We done did 2, 3, 4 events together over the years.
Yes, sir.
Besides the J.E. Dunn. And, you know, I always slide him a leg tucked.
You
the
sure
back,
do.
You know what I'm saying? I keep him a leg tucked.
And let me say something. Let me. Yo, I didn't know that turkeys have ribs.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yes, I'm eating live on air because it's so good. It tastes similar. The taste that is. It's to a barbecue rib, but it's like a chicken rib.
Yeah, it's like you took a turkey leg and a rib and just boom, it's fire. Just smashed it together.
No, you did the fool with this. But not only do you sell turkey legs, turkey ribs, you got turkey burnt ends.
Yeah, yeah, they have a new thing coming, man. Fresh announcement, it's, man.
Bro, turkey it is fire. Ends.
Yes.
It is. What barbecue sauce did you use?
It's our little
it's your little joint?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been playing with it. We ain't officially got it all the way together yet, but
okay.
It's coming.
What else you offer? I know you got some sweets. You say you got some banana pudding over there.
We got banana pudding. I brought you a piece of rum cake.
Oh, my God. Come on, bro. You
met. Here it is. Yeah,
Cougar, don't kill me.
Rum
all right,
cake with pecans, some mac and cheese, some greens, some yams.
Yeah, I forgot. Your mac and cheese be hitting, too, with the turkey leg.
Yeah, that bust down.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I know about that bust down.
And you over there on Quindaro?
Yeah, 1916 Quindaro. KCK, man. Shout out to the Q.
Man. Hey, man. Always big love to you, man. Big success coming your way. I know business been booming since that New York Times article hit, but we're so proud of you, man, for representing the town and doing what you do.
Thank you, man. Shout out to my crew, my staff that helped me do all this. Shout out to all my patrons, all my customers, and shout out to my neighborhood right there behind me, man.
Yes, sir.
States, man.
Big
South
Ruskin.
Kansas City. Ruskin, man.
Yes,
Class
sir.
Of 97.
Oh, are you you gonna be popping up anywhere this weekend?
So ever since the news broke, man, we've been kind of
stuck at the store.
Been stuck there. But we trying to move around. We will be out here on Blue Ridge, at a few gas stations and stuff in the weeks coming. So y'all just stay tuned. We'll get with you and try to get it posted on y'all's website or something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you,
continue to be a blessing for the town.
For sure, man. Shout out to KC 816-913. Y'all know what it is.
You know it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
825 today. Look for highs to reach the upper 70s. Currently, you are clear at 60 in South KC. Well, Judge Joe Brown is coming on, and he's talking about something that I don't know he should necessarily be saying out loud. He's talking about why he used to defend Ike Turner. Oh, Lord.
See, I was defending Ike. Why was I defending Ike? Because when I was in sixth grade, fifth grade, me and my homeboys, we'd go play at the playground or something, and Ike would drive by in his Rolls Royce. He'd sit there and talk to us for 2 hours, tell us to be drug-free, stay in school, keep your stuff together. He'd talk to us about the problems we were having. You know, he was always a nice guy.
I mean, look, if you look at that and you put it in perspective, I guess I can understand. But it's like, okay, if you saw the movie and now you know what's going on and what was been publicized, and it's like, I don't know, maybe you should have took that to the grave, my dog.
Oh, not Bush.
This is why you gotta do what you say and not say what you do when it comes to setting an example for people. Especially younger people and kids.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those intellectual, artistic, and a little lazy Libra.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to TV actor and rapper. You might know him as Childish Gambino, or you might know him as Donald Glover. Sending over a big happy birthday to R&B singer Lucky Day. A happy heavenly birthday to journalist and TV host Barbara Walters. Sending over a major happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen. Sending over a happy birthday to TV star and actress Katherine Jones. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to actor, producer, rapper, who gave us the classic, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Happy birthday to the bad boy himself, Will Smith.
Okay, D, let's take it home to KC and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kashinka Shea Jenkins, Vicky Griffin, and Aaron McNary. Happy birthday, Tasha Mack, Regina Robinson, and Stacey Spriggs. Happy birthday, Ariana Newman, LaQuisha Fountain, and Alexandria Young. Sending birthday love to Matt Slummer, MJ, and Delano Hill Sr. Happy birthday, Katina Rogers White, Nessa Lynn, and AJ Gregory. Plus, sending birthday love to Chloe Charisse, Erica Alicia Bernal, and everybody else born on September 25th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, Janice.
What's up, Janice? How you feeling?
Good, and you?
I'm good, good.
I'm on my way to work.
Okay, what's your check engine light looking like, though, Janice?
You know it's home. Ain't happening.
Lord have mercy.
When you gonna take care of that?
Soon.
Okay. Hopefully, maybe you can get $1,000 in some free fall cash, and maybe one of these Chiefs instant tickets can help you out a little bit with that. As we about to play That's My Jam. You ready to finish these lyrics?
Let's go.
Bitches buy onion the good and throw the deuce. I ain't Hollywood, I come from the hood, but I'm used to it. If your rear view shaking, I ain't the seats vibrating. 24-inch J's, I got the Chevrolet scale. Hey, you make it?
Money rolls, cars and clothes. Yeah. That's how
come on, draw on turning four.
That's all my.
Okay, rough, rugged, and raw. That's what I like. Okay. Hey, you a winner. You got the $30 worth of Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom instant tickets, and you qualify to win the $250 Visa gift card for your Chiefs party, and you qualify to win that $1,000 in that free fall cash, all right?
Okay.
You know it.
Let's go, Cuffy.
It's fueled by the Kansas Lottery, and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hi, 103 Jam. Hustle and Shine. I listen to y'all every morning. Let's go, cousins.
Y'all
turn me up all the time. Love y'all.
Making that real money.